You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, left camera.
We got the one and only, okay? One of the hottest rappers ever out of Florida. The GOAT himself, Trick Daddy. Ah. So Trick Daddy, right now, you're in bed, okay?
I'm exhausted.
Why are you exhausted?
I had two young ones over here. They took advantage of me.
Oh, so you just got done having a three-way session.
Yeah, three-way session.
Okay. I guess that's a hell of a fun time, right?
Yeah, I'm just a little tired.
You think?
get too old for that.
Okay, well, you know, why do you need two of them?
One on my face and one on my lap.
Oh, you are a sicko.
EBG, baby. No PP, no doo-doo.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You're the king of the eat the booty gang, huh?
You better believe it.
You know what? You boy, I tell you, cold operation. What's up with the restaurant? Why aren't you at the restaurant? Because you're too tired. You can't go in today.
No, actually, I'm getting my garage redone.
Yeah.
So I had to stick around, make sure they do it right before I pay them.
I'm done. So
before they give you the cash price and then they give you the credit price.
Yeah. And then which one, you know, oh, okay. So you got the ones from Home Depot though, or be outside and post it.
No, but you plan though. They're the ones I need. Let me tell you something. Them boys from Ecuador, Guatemala, and Mexico, them the best workers in the world.
I mean, yeah.
Them the best workers. Them the hardest working people I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we actually are across the street from a Home Depot, and I just seen a couple of them. So I was thinking I needed some stuff done at my house, actually, come to think about it.
They do it all. They do everything.
And so, obviously, you're not in a relationship, clearly, since you're having two honeys come through. So the relationship for you is out of here.
No, I'm in a situationship right now.
Well, situationship. How are you in a situationship? Yeah. What situationship? Oh, so you have two girlfriends now?
No, I'm in a situation where I'm still married, and me and my wife cheating on each other.
Oh shit!
I mean, technically that's what it is. Technically, we committed adultery. Technically, because both of us still married and going on about our business. You ain't supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying?
So you and your wife are still together, and you just got done having a three-way
thing. No, we're not together. We're still married. We're not together. We're still married.
Well, no, you're cheating. If you're still married, you said you're cheating. You're committing adultery.
Yeah, we're committing adultery, yeah. She want me to leave her and her relationships alone. I told her it's best. If she want a decent relationship where it's Trick Daddy free, she need to move to another state.
Oh, I'm done. Yeah. Oh, this is tricky. Okay, Trick Daddy, you are the truth. You are cold operation. Clearly,
I would not. I ain't no shit. I always tell women, right? I always tell women. I say, listen, don't never argue with a woman over your man, and then leave your man for that woman. It's just like she taking your man.
I mean, well, no. Here's the problem: the man shouldn't be sitting here being tricky. Trick Daddy, okay? And you shouldn't be sitting here having two-way stunts if you, you know, clearly, if you're married. You can't fix things. You can't fix things.
Right here, in this case right here, I became the victim.
Oh, shoot. Okay, you know what? This is too early for this.
I'm the victim right now. I'm the victim. Listen, women speak with whoever they please. Men speak with who let them. I'm the victim. They took advantage of me, if anything. They ran through me.
You're in your bed in your house, okay? You're clearly the one who's being loose goose of the year. You're slanging dick from left to right field. I mean, Trick, what's going on here, okay? You have two honeys. You're married. It's like, what is going on?
I'm just enjoying life, man. I refuse to live with all the things that's going on in the world. I refuse to live timid. I refuse to live backed up. I refuse to be lonely. I refuse not to be happy. And if a lot of people in this country learn to be happy, I think this would be a better place. Everybody's just so mad, Raquel. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. I'm happy. Everybody's so mad. Everybody want money. Nobody don't want to work. Everybody want to stunt, but they ain't got what they got to go to sleep at night in them same pissy sheets. Like,
well, why they got to be pissy sheets?
because
some point, people stop pissing.
You're starting on social media. Everything, and I learned that from Cardi B. I always tell everybody this. Cardi B said, if you ever expecting to see me looking bad, then don't look for me on social media, because every time I get on there, I'm going to be charred, I'm going to be feeling good, I'm going to be looking good, which makes sense, and that's what everybody do. But when the streaming ends, when the post is over, you got to go back to reality. You got to go make sure behind that toilet stool seat is clean. You got to go make sure that bathroom is clean up. That kitchen, you got to make sure it's full in that refrigerator. Feed the churn and feed that man. You got to make sure all this going on. So while you putting on for the gram and putting on for the cause, I've learned to make myself happy. My birthday parties for 20 years, I made sure all my guests at my birthday party was happy and pleased. This year, you better bring me something for my birthday. Or your ass ain't getting in. And I don't care if you're having fun, because I'm going to be turnt. I'm going to be turnt. It's all the way up this year for my birthday.
Well, it's all the way up. What makes this year so special?
I've got comfortable with, I didn't want to take pictures a couple years ago because I was worried about how my skin would look on the pictures dealing with the lupus thing. You feel me? I didn't want to make music because it seemed like the new DJs and the new genre of music had gotten to the point where they didn't want to hear real music no more. If you didn't have a club banger or anthem song, they wasn't playing it. So I was like, oh, well, I can't hate on a new artist. So I'm just, let me get out their way. So I started doing a lot of cooking the last 5 years, and that led to the restaurant. Now the cooking show, we got seasoning, cookbooks, pots, all type of stuff coming out. And I really want to encourage the women to get back in the kitchen, because we need y'all back in the kitchen. Because I'm going to be honest. Y'all city girls is down. City boys is up. I'm going to be honest right now. City girls are down. Y'all are less valuable.
That's a goddamn lie. City girls always still up.
Man, city boy, let me tell you something. First of all, I noticed that all you women have been rapping about your private parts. And I even heard JT at the city girl talking about anybody that wanted to do JT. And then all the girls in the club be like, they don't. Well, let me explain some to you. In Miami, when they looking for a girl, they ask me about it. They ask me nothing about JT.
Well, how do you know they didn't ask you nothing talking, about okay? JT?
They not asking for JT. They not asking for JT. See, what women have to realize is this. You go to selling your body and talking about your body and all that. And then when I step to you and I want to touch your body and I want to be in your body and feel your body, then you look at me and say, I'm thirsty. But that's what you was advertising. That's what you was advertising to me. Advertisement work. I'm interested in that now.
Okay, so wait, go back. Hold on. So wait. So City Girls, JT, you know what I'm saying? Obviously one of the hottest rappers out right now for the ladies. Now, why are you saying that they don't ask about her? Like, why don't you think JT isn't hot?
I'm not saying that as to an extent of the power. I'm not saying that to the talent wise, because the City Girls is the hottest group out there talent wise. I'm talking about for the stuff that she is promoting. Now, I seen Carisha on her podcast. She had P. Diddy on there blushing like a 14-year-old boy. She got something down there. You feel me? I don't know what Carisha got going on, but she got something down there. But I know JT ain't one of them that they looking for.
But why are you being so mean to JT? JT is pretty. She's a hot girl.
No, man. Me and JT always kick it. Like we always kick it like that. You know, they're my homegirls, man. I love them to death. But we always, if me and her don't talk trash to each other, then it don't make no sense.
Okay, because I'm like, JT's a hot one. I mean, Lil Uzi's looking down there, so you know, somebody looking. Lil Uzi likes the insides and the outsides and all the sides. He spent
Lil
like...
Lil Uzi done turned my little homegirl weird almost, ain't he? But I like him for her. I like him for her. I just love the way Carisha is actually, she's talking about it, and she's actually exploring it. She got a nice allowance that set up by the Puffy Foundation, and everything's looking good. You know what I'm saying? Everything's looking good.
So you think that Young Miami has like some fire twat or something like that? That's what
saying? She got to have a snapper. Yeah, she got him going crazy, man. Remember the old song by 357 Juice? Hey, got him crazy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. My thing is, if you're going to use what you got to get what you want, then no matter what, you got to let these men and these women help you help them. And that's what Puffy showed by being there for her when she was launching her podcast. And you seen the numbers. She probably broke records.
It's on Revolt. It's on his own platform. Of course he's going to make sure she breaks numbers.
It don't matter. It's hers. She could have been anybody.
No, she couldn't have been anybody. If you're sitting here taking down, if you're taking down the owner, you know what I'm saying? And you're doing fun things with him and you bring a show and he better have his ass in that chair. You know what I'm saying? If I'm giving him my goodies, that's just obvious.
How many times you see women that don't do it? How many times you see women that mess with dudes on Puffy level and get pregnant and the child becomes a love child? How many times you see them pay them off and get them out and keep them behind Ralph's nose? He's doing what he was supposed to do because she is a woman who demanded. You have to demand it.
Yeah, see, I agree.
The average dude will love to fuck you, but they won't love the fuck out of you.
I mean, well, if you're just passing your fucking vagina from left to right field, clearly, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got some women that have been in the NFL, the NBA, and have been on acting, they have been on Wall Street, they have been in the dope holes, and they ain't got nothing. All they got is a couple of miles. When you check the pussy facts on them, they got a couple of miles, and they not worth nothing.
I mean, well, you know what? That's the problem. But that's the problem. They didn't have the game right, because if you're messing with our Wall Street, NFL, NBA, and you're just sitting here laying up, you should be in a position. So any time people mess with people, that type of thing.
Why I say City Girls is down? There's no type of woman no more. One thing I can say about you: you've always been honest and straight up with me.
Yeah.
You always been that type of person. Even when you heard a story, you called, you said, man, I heard this story. You want to comment? Because I'm going to talk about it. I'd be like, nah, go ahead. I know you're going to do your thing, home girl. You feel me? But you always be honest. And you kept yourself up. You never try to do too much. You ain't going to try to get your body done. You ain't going to try to get your ribs sticking out.
No, I'm not
going
to. I know. For what? For what? To sit there because
the problem with women these days is there's no type no more. Everybody is chasing, quote unquote, a bag. My question is it a Target bag, a Wendy's bag, a Publix bag? Is it something in the bag? Is it a bag?
If they have kids, the Publix bag can, you know, be helpful because at least the bitch is getting groceries. So, I mean,
if they got kids, it's definitely not a Publix bag because they're not even subscribed to my cooking show so I can teach them how to cook the gym. The next thing when I go
Your
on
food
my
is fire.
Show, the next time when I go on my cooking show, I'm doing something very simple. Hot dog and weenies. Y'all need to get back. Women need to get back to a type of women. The slim type, the dark type, the light
okay,
type.
Okay, listen.
Little lip, little
everybody,
eyes,
but everybody,
right here,
but that's the thing, okay? That's the problem, though, because everybody wants a certain type. Everybody just needs to be themselves. And no matter what you are, and you don't have to, but the same girls who are running around here trying to get the BBLs and everything else right, the same dudes are going to hit a bigger girl, a smaller girl, you know what I'm saying? So you just got done getting your body done, and this nigga's still going to go clap the same girl that you don't got that.
And right here, and they only 23, 24 years old, they done been down to the knife twice.
Yeah, and then they don't even know. But that's
when they turn 30.
But that's the problem with the ones who are getting the nights too early, right? Baby, you haven't even let your body form yet. You have a baby, and that shit gonna come out a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Before I had, I had my son really young, but you know, like when I had my son, you know what I'm saying? First, before that, I had no titties, no ass, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I had that baby. Oh, we popped out with some shit. And so then there's a difference about, like, people don't even let their body form at all. You know, yeah. or let them, you know, let them hit it right a couple of times. It may shape you up a little bit different.
Right.
Like, that's how shit goes. But
they do it like for instance, like, I know they're trying to do the gun reform things. And you know what I'm saying? And my condolences goes out to all the family of all the victims of all the mass shootings that have been going on in America. My thing about that, Raquel, is this. What if we are American citizens and we are in a free country with free speech and we are supposed to love each other, supposed to be the best country in the world, then why do we need high power assault rifles with over 30, 50 and 100 rounds for our friends and our countrymen? Why do we need that? So I said that to say this.
Yeah.
Out of all that shit that's going on, they need to put some type of stop to that, and they need to stop these fucking lace fronts. I'm sick of these motherfucking lace fronts.
Oh, I'm done. So you go to mass shooting with lace fronts, you know what? You're violated.
These lace fronts is killing them. They're not killing children. They're not killing innocent people, but they're killing these old edges. I swear to God.
You know what? I'm done. You don't mix the lace fronts with the mass shootings. I thought we were onto some shit. Then you go to the lace front.
because what people don't realize is this. I don't respect people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Ben Crump, the new one. Those is niggas that are supposed to be representing us, right?
Okay.
They never there until the civil part come on. The damage was already done. When they show up, it'd be time for the civil lawsuit. It'd be time for them to get in front of the camera and represent us.
So
I want to represent all around. So we don't have to, we go deal with this today, then deal with something else tomorrow, then Wednesday we back to the same shit. No, let's deal with all this shit at the same time.
So what do you feel about Crump and all that? Because he actually always goes down and represents everything that happened in Florida. Don't you feel that he's like frontline for a reason?
Trayvon Martin, and shouts out to Trayvon family, his mom and his daddy, those close friends of mine. I believe Trayvon Martin trial, the Zimmerman trial was fought based on the fact that he was just a kid that was victimized instead of playing the race card. I think George Zimmerman been doing life in prison. I just think that when you play the race card so much and you just so known for that, it becomes so repetitive. Nigga, like, oh, there you go again. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I don't see why a victim needed an attorney in a criminal case. Okay,
you can because he was trying to stick
a case.
Well, but he was more so trying to stick up for him, and he pointed out the facts of him being a black man, which he was, you know, a young black boy, you know, getting shot. So therefore,
he was a young black boy. He was a young black boy from my city. His mom and daddy's from my city was not doing anything wrong. The problem was if you're in a hick town, full of racist people, and you got a son of an ex-judge that's a racist, that ain't no type of way, he ain't white or black,
mm-hmm.
You can't play the race card when you're trying to get people to understand that the 911 operator told him, do not follow him. That the neighborhood crime watch people said, you're not allowed to watch our neighborhood while having a gun. When the law says there's nothing wrong with a young man walking in a neighborhood that you don't know.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with being black. Let's get these issues in front of the people first.
Well, I think the issues, when it comes to being black, I think more so a lot of black people, of course, care about that matter because they look at all the facts and they're mad about the facts of what took place. You know what I'm saying? Him being a black boy, basically getting followed and everything else. So a lot of black aggravated to the situation, like, okay, bam, this is what's going on. Man, like, fuck that.
But I just feel like this. Before we get to that, that's why I like the fact that Trayvon mama never stopped. The average parent would have gave up by now. She'd have been off the scene, got her little silver suit money going. She's an activist. She goes all over the world. She starts, she talks to all type of people. What it is we as black people, we got to learn to get along with each other first, because we need enough of us. It can't be some of us. It got to be all of us against what's going on.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It can't be one or two of us. It got to be all of us got to know. We got to first get control of our household and our own neighborhood, where we can say, we can know, ain't no George Zimmerman looking motherfucker going to be over my neighborhood crying.
I mean, George Zimmerman, in real life, I hate him with a passion. Let's go. Let's start that point. But I think that the fact that he's a sicko in general, when he even tried to sue the parents after the fact, like the audacity of you, you weird motherfucker.
The man auctioned off the murder weapon, man. All these young niggas who talking about they body and talking about the ops and they ops and what they gonna do to the niggas and on rap songs, talking about what who they smoking on and all that. Why they ain't smoke on his motherfucking ass?
I have that exact same opinion. Why didn't they?
Why didn't they smoke on him? Us black people, we need to stop crying, stop complaining, pay attention. It's getting more expensive to live in my state of Florida. And they've knocked on people's doors in the last couple of months and told them that their rent has went up $400-$500. That's a lot of damn money for somebody that's living low class.
I mean, well, your governor is crazy as hell. So that's
yeah,
one thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we let him in and we accepted him. We let him in and we let his family in and we accepted him for what he was. And he came in and he thought he was a white bigot. He think he's a white European bigot now. He forgot that he's from another country, so he's an other. He forgot about that. He forgot about the struggle, forgot about us. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah,
we
y'all blew it.
For all you motherfuckers that's listening that didn't vote, that's worse than the motherfuckers that voted for him.
Yeah.
We let him become who he is.
And
we
now,
did that.
What? How do you feel about him? His new thing with any parents who take their kids to a drag parade or drag anything? What is it? The drag, any type of drag events that they'll give them felony. He'll give them felony charges.
He need to go check in his closet and make sure none of his kids is in the closet. And he just need to understand that what he's doing, he's singling out all type of people in their walks and ways of life. That is a racist, biased law. And I don't think that it need to go. I think it need to be shut down. He's always got the don't say gay bill. Then you got the thing where you fight where a woman can't have an abortion after a certain long time, even if she was raped. A lot of women is not mentally capable of raising kids, let alone shouldn't be having no kids. And it seems like the people that grow up the hardest, it seems like the parents that got the less sense is the ones that's having the most kids. So why are you going to stop them from making a decision and say, well, maybe I'm not ready for to have a baby. Maybe if I bring this baby in the world, this baby grow up in foster care, grow up hanging with his daddy, them over there in the hood, then he going to become an active shooter one day. Or he going to become a robber or a mass murderer one day. People are trying too hard to control the narrative about how we live instead of making sure that we're able to live and we're able to live decently. We're able to live stress-free. We're able to live back to love thy neighbor, not let me run my neighbor's name and see if he's
okay. So for the abortion bill, now they have the 15 weeks, I believe, out there, right?
And they playing around with the numbers. But once it's out there, you can't have an abortion. The average little younger girl who's been molested by her stepdad or her teacher or her coach or her priest, she's going to be so scared and nervous. By the time she tell her mama what happened, she's going to be 16 weeks and stuck with a baby from a motherfucking predator. And it's going to be Ron DeSantis' fault because rape victims are not protected either.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely, I agree. He's trying to do with women rights. I mean, to even say about women rights in general, about what you should do with your own body is fucking beyond me. It's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life that people are even still having this debate. It's actually sickening to me that you want to sit here and be like, oh, at 15 weeks, oh, at 12 weeks and stuff. Like, first off, I mean, even in general, even at like 15, 12 weeks, some women didn't even realize, don't even have regular periods. Yeah, like you didn't even know it even popped off.
Kids right there. My mom got 11. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's been twice that my mama still had her monthly up to her third month pregnancy.
Yeah.
Did not know she was pregnant. Everybody's body is different.
It is.
Everybody's mind is different. Situations are different. I don't think you should govern whether or not a person has to forcefully have a baby, but you allowed to have your baby, lie to your husband, have your baby, lie to your husband that you can't have kids, have your baby from your lover, and drop the baby off to the fire department and go on about your business.
I mean, it's that's.
But you can't have an abortion.
Yeah, I mean, it's really.
How much fucking sense is that?
I mean, obviously, it's no sense. Clearly, because it's honestly insane. I think that people are just trying to do political shit. You know, just trying to go with different classes. Like, okay, I'm gonna just ride with this, even though they know it's morally wrong. They just want to go with it.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Florida, though, is just all fucked up to me. Like, in general, what's happening in Florida, it's going bad in many ways, you know, because that governor is so sick to me. It's just like every single second he wants to do a new ban, new this. And he's just trying to pick the most farthest shit to do that he can do possibly.
And that's why I said what I said. And I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of times I talk, I be all over the place right there. You know me damn near my whole career. That's why I said what I said when I was putting the mass shootings together with the lace fronts. It was some shit where I was trying to get on the level of the people that know what's going on, and on a ghetto level at the same time to let them know that all this shit affects us in a way where I think when I look back at it, they have the January 6th committee is live on TV, right?
Yeah.
They impeached Buddy and they did nothing about it, right? Now they got the January 6th committee and they're taking up, they using hundreds of millions of dollars to do this.
Yeah.
The worst thing could happen if they do this and don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because people is not going to be giving a fuck no more.
I mean,
they was trying to declare martial law. They trying to, Ron DeSantis trying to declare us as an open carry state.
I mean, but that's just everybody going to sit here and just shoot each other.
It's over 115 guns. It's 115 guns per U.S. citizen in our country. Why the fuck we worrying about them being able to sell another gun for? What, everybody want 120, 130 guns apiece? What, we going to war with ourselves?
I mean, clearly, it's obviously everybody want. But, I mean, the whole system, everybody is, the world is going crazy. It's honest. I'm telling you. This shit is out of here right now. Like, everything that's happening, you don't even hear about good things happening at all. Like, it just keeps on going crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. It's like, I mean, things are just getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. Okay, let's go back to your restaurant. I want to talk about your restaurant real quick. So, okay. The restaurant is fucking fire as hell. Like, it's honestly the best restaurant, I think, in Miami. Well, outskirts Miami. So we'll say that, but you know, because it's a little bit out.
No, it's Miami, and I wonder. And you said that because you know it's in Miami Gardens. But let me explain something to you. They separate the metropolitan areas like that to get more money in because stupid niggas and chicos do not go assign the censorship, so they don't know how many people are really there.
Yeah,
because they said, oh, they want to put a chip in your arm. You know, they come up with all this crazy shit. So for some reason, people never sign it. So you never really know how many people here until you have get stuck in that traffic in the morning or in the afternoon leaving work. So they separate them. And those are inner cities. Like Miami Gardens, where the restaurant is, that's an inner city. But Miami-Dade County is a metropolitan city county that goes from our city, which is Miami Gardens, yeah, all the way to Florida City. So it's still in Miami.
Miami is... Well,
but then, people don't live here don't realize that.
Yeah, well, I was so confused with what I put up in just different things. They'd be like, okay, you're going to Miami Gardens now, and here goes right. If you're on like South Beach, it shows Miami. So like on the MapQuest, it always tries to show different. But yeah, the restaurant is fucking fire. How are you doing on the restaurant?
We doing. I mean, with everything happened with the pandemic and when they came out with all that, when Trump gave away all that motherfucking money before he left. But
the PPP,
trying to suck up with the unemployment.
Yeah,
the unemployment. They was giving $600 to $800, $1,000 extra dollars than they would have made if they would have been working.
Yeah. Well,
some people ain't went back to work since. Don't nobody want to fucking work.
Of course they don't.
They're complaining about how high the gas is, but they do not want to work. Do you hear me?
Yeah, well, of course they don't. I mean, that's why I think a lot of people are going back to flocking heavy now. In Robin, because they done passed and had, you know what I'm saying, like 30,000 some of them for the PPP loans at one time in their bank account. And then, you know, they're like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know like a 16 year old kid. He hit, you know what I'm saying? He like, yeah, you know, hey, you know, like I got this like PPP thing, right? Like, you know, I'm all right now. I'm like, oh, for real? This little nigga done hit for like 30 racks. And I'm like, oh, okay, boom, right? He blew that quick. And so now, you know, he's sitting there on the trenches flocking.
I'm waiting on all the PPP niggas to get ready to sell their jewelry because I was going to buy some jewelry, but I'll buy their jewelry because I know 80% of them broke.
It's flocking season right now. They did it. They should have never gave people that much money. Now everybody went and they're going crazy right now because they just got done hitting for all those, you know what I'm saying, thousands. And these niggas, these people,
you know, you weren't worth having nothing. You know who got the money?
Yeah.
The strippers. The jewelry store.
Well, the strippers never going to go broke.
The strippers, the jewelry store, and all the people that used to make the designer clothes, that used to make them Italian sizes, now they make it for the urban people. Oh, they love you niggas' ass.
Oh, of course. Listen.
Gucci, Chanel, Prada, Dior. They love you niggas.
Hey, I was at Beverly when it first hit, right, on Rodeo Drive, okay? I'm sitting there at Tiffany's. I'm picking up a chain, whatever, right? So I'm looking, and every single store... Gucci lined up, Chanel lined up, Dior, like everything was wrapped around the corner. I'm like, oh yeah. But guess who was wrapped around? Little young hood folks, you know what I'm saying? Just out here on a good one. I'm like, not one person is talking about investing.
Ten years ago, we couldn't wear this. We couldn't even fit that shit. The jeans would make your booty squish in. The shirts was too little. The arms was cut short. Now they got it right for your ass. Come on, boy.
But here's the problem though. Y'all, rappers, though, right? A lot of rappers always rap about designer clothes, about doing designer this, designer that. So it's automatically people in the hood, like their mentality is going with what they're listening to. And then they'll be like, oh, well, let me go get these Gucci flip-flops. Like, damn, did you have stake in that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, just that type of scenario.
Even though I can say we because... I will forever be a part of the rap community, so I'm going to say we. I ain't going to say them. I'm going to say we. But I also want to acknowledge, I was one of the ones that was dreaming in my music. When I first talked about a car, it was, I want to buy me a Benz, but a 50 grand show.
Mm-hmm.
And back then in the early 90s, the Benz wasn't but 50, so that lets you know I ain't have a damn dime. All the new rappers is rich. They're going to kill you. They got this designer. They fucked your bitch, all that. Hey, I let them get their money, but it's not realistic, kids. It's not realistic.
Thank you for letting them know, because the rappers, I mean, you talking about, what you call it? The funny thing about, I think of also about the y'all rap culture, right, is if everybody, all the rappers want the same girls. Like, there's a couple girls in the industry that get all flopped around by the same ones.
They're recycling them.
Yeah. Before, you know what I'm saying, it used to be like, it's not like, I don't want to recycle hoe. You know what I'm saying? You know, now it's just like, let me put this...
I can't see me. I idolize JT Money and Scarface. I grew up listening to them. Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, you know, Goody Mob, Outkast. I couldn't see me in a relationship with none of their baby mamas or their ex-girlfriends. Now, I'd knock them down. But... That's it.
On the low, though, not publicized, because now is this different?
No, definitely not public. No. You're not my girlfriend. No.
Yeah.
But they recycling them now. They recycling them now. That's the thing now. And it's bad. It's bad when your girlfriend is known as somebody else's baby mama. That's what y'all better stop doing.
I mean, that's what it is now. It's. I don't know. You know. But I don't. It's fine with someone being someone's. If your girlfriend's someone's baby mama now, because you can't help that if people have kids with a nigga and then you want to wife her up because she got the snapper.
But that's okay. But you can't listen. The only person I know that took that shit from platinum to platinum, I ain't even gonna call her name because that's a close friend of mine's ex. But she went through all the sports, all the genres of music, all the businesses, and is actually a household name and is rich behind it. It's one in a million times that that's gonna happen. And the one is
Shawnee?
Ladies.
I was about to say who, Shawnee O'Neal?
No. I never know. Shawnee and Shaq are close personal friends of mine. I will never mention they business. But no, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the girl that had the boring sex tape that time. But no, let me stop. Cause fucking with you right here, we're gonna go viral. And then they're gonna be right here talking about old Trick, talk about somebody bad, and they ain't gonna say shit to you, and they're gonna be all on me.
Yeah, they go.
Yeah, they. Not
yeah, well, you need to stop. Well, matter of fact, that's what I wanted to tell your ass. Stop dogging Beyonce all the damn time. I'm dead ass serious.
Listen, let me straighten that. I've never dogged Beyonce. I think Beyonce is the number one entertainer in the world as far as her performance and her stage show and all that. I just made a comment. It was a conversation I was having with some dudes I thought that was cool with me. And we was talking about levels of voices and singing.
Yeah.
And they took that little part, what I said, and put it out. You notice there's no beginning or no ending to that little clip, which I heard, right?
I don't know. I just heard the bad part.
I have too much respect. I've watched Beyonce grow from the first Destiny Child. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
I would never say nothing like that. Plus Beyonce from the South, man.
Yeah.
And two, Beyonce don't give a fuck about how I feel about how she can sing anyway. It was that just let you know that was a conversation I was having with some friends, and they just took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, apologize. I'm like, apologize for something I didn't mean and I didn't do something that I feel like. For me to apologize is saying that I know I was wrong. Like, don't be apologizing to me for something you know you was wrong about. I don't feel like I was wrong about nothing I said.
Yeah, but that's the problem, though, because that shit went crazy. And everybody, if you even Google it right now, the headline just says, Trick Daddy says Beyonce can't sing. She's not no Whitney Houston. That goes bad. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that shit goes crazy.
Okay, now, let's go. For you, vocalist. Top three vocalists, female vocalists of all times to you?
I don't know. I have to think about it because I think a lot of people, everybody's voice is different. I already had this debate before, so I'm not exactly sure. You know what I'm saying? Because there's just,
my top three would be Whitney.
Yeah, well, of course. Whitney's
Adele.
Good.
Adele.
Now, I'll put Beyonce before Adele. I'll say that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I heard Beyonce
favorite?
Real yeah, shit
she,
though.
She's my favorite. Oh, well, I'm talking about vocally. I'm talking about her style.
No, yeah. No, Adele can blow. Don't make no mistake about it, right? But I heard Beyonce, I was outside in Beverly Hills, right? She was performing at the Beverly Hilton. I was all in the parking structure, mind you, right? Just think about like, you know what I'm saying, like far range, right? And she was going up. I was like, damn, that was crazy. I didn't even know that she's inside. At a private event, I'm like, oh yeah, she can sing.
I can't argue with you because that's your opinion.
Yeah,
opinions are like assholes. Without them, you'll be full of shit.
Yeah, well, clearly.
my three top vocalists of all times will be Whitney, Adele, and Mariah.
Okay, well, Mariah, of course. I mean, you know, that's Mariah is the range. You know, like crazy. and the chords and all that stuff. But I get you.
Like, for instance, I'm going to tell you this. Michael Jackson, the number one artist of all time in history. Nobody's better than him. But he can't sing like that.
Okay, now you're getting crazy. Now you're getting beyond your goddamn self.
You know Michael Jackson is the number one artist of all time.
Michael Jackson
go to Taiwan, Japan, China. They go crazy. Follow them. They don't even understand English. They follow them crazy.
Michael Jackson but can
Michael
sing.
Michael Jackson is not a Barry White. He's not but a he's still,
no, but those are but they voice. No, but they you're talking about different singing styles, different ways. Michael Jackson could definitely sing. I mean, the whole Jacksons, all of them just about can sing. Like, you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay, listen, what is going on with your ears? And I'm telling you this, Raquel. Mike is my favorite artist in the world. I had a Billie Jean jacket, but Mike ain't gonna sing a record that make me cry.
Well then you're just one of the few, because he gonna make a lot of people cry. And I can even remember the day that he died, where I was at the exact moment. And I'm sitting here walking down Hollywood Boulevard. Them mugs were going crazy. Crazy.
Listen. You're talking to the man I lived in the Poker Bean Project, whose favorite song was Beat It, who had the one that left Michael Jackson's room with a hole in it. I stitched the bitch up, had the red Michael Jackson jacket. I love Michael Jackson, but he's not a Barry White. He don't have a baby face sound.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Barry White, though, has his own sound, so that's hard to compare.
He's not a Luther.
Oh, now you want to go Luther. All right, you know what? I'm done with you with this one.
Big Luther. I'm talking about Big Luther.
You're not the skinny one, huh?
Big Luther.
There is two different Luthers, though. I'll say that.
And rest in peace to all the late artists that who named that we just talked about. They are great. They icons. That's why we're able to talk about them.
Yeah.
If nobody ain't talking about you, you ain't great. I'm just letting you know that right now. But I use Mike because Mike is one of my favorite. Mike, if I had to do a top 10, Mike would be 5 of my top 10s.
Well, who's your number one?
Mike.
Exactly. So and therefore, he can sing.
And my number 3 and my number 4 and 5.
then there he can sing, okay? If he's your top 1, he can sing, because you listen to him and he's your favorite for a reason.
He was there.
That
he's
is the point.
There you have it right there. I remember Mike, why he's my number 1, because I remember when they didn't want him in Jackson 5.
But I
remember
say,
watching the Michael Jackson story when they killed Ben, I cried. Now you see.
You're so damn crazy. I was when's your show? What's happened with your show? Tell me about your show.
Well, the cooking show. I'm trying to get a deal for the cooking show on national TV. You know what I'm saying? Love & Hip Hop Miami. We just wrapped up. Y'all, they ride for that. It's going to be very exciting. I got the pot set, the seasoning, the breakfast restaurant called Blue Hen. We moving in a new spot. We can come in here, see you can karaoke and buy you a drink.
Where's your new spot going to move to?
The new spot is probably a quarter mile from the first Sundays. It's on 183rd and 22nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But with the pandemic, everybody used the pandemic for excuses, but that's how long it took us to get our permits. I'm sorry, but it's going to be worth the wait, people.
Yeah.
Other than that,
is it going to be a sit down? Are you doing a sit down? Are you doing a sit down?
Yes, you can sit down. You can rent private rooms. It's got a jazz room on the side with an open bar. All that. Yeah.
I was also, you know what I'm saying, remind you there the first day when you opened your restaurant. Don't forget, I pulled up the first day.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? And guess what? For you being a longtime friend, I'm going to offer you the first shares of the Eatin' Booty Game. You right now can buy shares in the Eatin' Booty Game.
You know what? You need to stop eating booties. That's number one, okay? That's number one. Because, these bitches is maybe nasty. And you don't want your tongue to break out.
Right here. They got Listen, they got a bathe. They don't have to wash.
You don't know how. You don't know how they did the bath. They could.
I know.
Do you understand?
The smell test works every time.
Do you know?
No pee, no doo-doo.
Do you understand how?
Important things. No pee, no doo-doo.
But do you understand though, with anybody eating your ass, how crazy that shit is to me? Like, what in the hell?
I trust me. I know. When I first got ate out, I was nervous.
You, you know what? You should. If you look, I can't with you because at that point though, sometimes you have to be like, look here, I'm not. The bitches actually who doing that to you is gonna be like, look, I'm not doing that. But your wife, though, you know what I'm saying? She probably is not even listening to you with this one.
Oh, she mad that I be saying that. She was like, people be coming at me, asking me, was I the one doing that to you? And I'm like, man, people gonna always come at you, but you don't let that bother you because I've learned to not give one fuck about how a person feel about me. And that's maybe why I can admit the things that I do. And that's why I could be myself, man. When you able to live everything that you say and back it and really believe in it and walk in them shoes, you have no words, Raquel. No.
Oh, I'm unapologetic too. I never give a shit. I mean, I don't care who likes me and doesn't like me. So I'm right with you. You know, I always will speak my mind. I give a flying fuck. But that's just how it goes. But for you though, you need to chill out with the eating booty gang and stuff. Cause you're already sitting there talking about you got caught up with the gonorrhea one time. So look, you better relax. Because you don't want your dick to sit here and come through.
Girl, that was in the 90s, girl.
Yeah, but now you're sitting here blowing two bitches' backs out, so clearly it's going to be another tricky situation.
Well, not really, man.
And right now you got too much money. So listen, your money's flowing good.
Let me tell you something right here. I started off with 300 of these.
Oh, so you're having a fun time.
And you notice these are Magnum. These are the largest size condoms.
Oh, you know what? Guess what? You don't get it twisted because a lot of dudes put on Magnum sometimes and they be hanging off. So that doesn't mean nothing.
Don't get it twisted. Those are.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to switch them because they be a little too tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Sure. All right, Mr. Long. You know, say Mr. Big One. All right. Sure. Okay. Everybody. Hey, Raquel, every dude thinks they're sitting there.
Down. My lawyer called my phone 15 times fucking with you. I got to go see what's going on, making sure the police ain't looking for me, man.
Well, if they are looking for you, let me know ahead of time because I'm already here at the office. So I'll let them know that you just got done doing the show.
I'll give you the story and you can catch me live because I'm going to jump in that car and I'm going to get ass a wreck.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to tell them free trick. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? Because trick a lot of kids.
That's right.
And number two is, I'm going to say, Trick, what the fuck did you do again?
I don't know. Ain't no telling. They always lying on me.
Yeah. Well, the lawyer probably hit you for a fucking lawsuit. So you better be careful.
Yeah.
You better. Right now, nigga, see you get money. So it's you're all open field right now.
I've always been suspect. They better know that they suspect too.
Yeah, because you get in trouble very often. You need to relax. You have too much money. You have too much positive things happening in your life right now that the law should ever even know anything about you. You're a restaurant owner. You're fucking on a reality show. You know, radios. You have fucking your own show. I mean, at some point, you need to look and be like, I'm not going to get no shit.
When you mention my accolades, do not forget the CEO, president, and founder of the Eaty Booty Gang. Don't forget that, Raquel.
Okay, you know what?
I feel like you're not giving me all my roses.
I'm not going to give you that rose, okay? Because that shouldn't be a part of you. I'm going to take that rose from you for yourself. Fuck. And everybody will sit there and realize it because you, Mr. Eaty Booty Gang, you know what I'm saying? Trick. No. No, hell no.
All right, man. Hey, man, it's been nice kicking it with y'all. It's been nice kicking with my homegirl right here, man. Anytime you know any questions, you know, you can call me right here. You already know how we do this.
Yeah, and I'm pulling up to the restaurant, so tell Chris to send me the grand opening because I'm there.
That part right there. All right, be easy, baby.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.